Suffering is a powerful catalyst for growth. I've seen this time and time again. When somebody ascends that Mount Carmel, where they ascend that ladder to God, growing in holiness, growing in their relationship with the Lord, often it is suffering that is a catalyst that helps them to recognize their need for Jesus in their life. A friend of mine, Father Phil Johnson, when he was a seminarian, he entered seminary and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And Father Benedict Groeschel said something very profound to him. Father Benedict Groeschel founded an order called the Friars of the Renewal, and he was also frequently featured on EWTN, and he was a holy man known for his wisdom, known for his ability to offer good counsel, and for his understanding of the spiritual life. And he said to Father Phil Johnson, he said, if you embrace this suffering, in short time, you can become like the saints. He said, suffering is a powerful catalyst for growth. And ever since then, I've noticed that pattern time and time again, because I remember right after that conversation, Father Phil Johnson told me about the conversation and I stored it away. I said, that is a piece of wisdom. And I've seen it time and time again. Somebody who may be lukewarm or maybe on the outside, when they're finally brought low, they recognize their complete need for God. And it's not just simply that they recognize that they need to change their ways. It's when we're faced with suffering, a few things start to happen. First, when we're faced with tragedy and suffering, the comforts of this world soon disappear, or at least we recognize that they're insufficient. It's like each one of us has an existential decision that we have to make. When we're faced with tragic news, when we're faced with tragedy and suffering, do we turn away from the Lord? Do we turn to alcohol? Do we turn to the pleasures of this world? Or rather, do we turn to the embrace of Jesus Christ? Because only in that will we find true happiness. Because so often in the midst of suffering, so much fails us. Even sometimes good counsel. It's like the suffering overwhelms our reason. And if we turn to the Lord in the heart, we will discover true victory. And paradoxically, as our Lord says time and time again, we'll discover a font of happiness, which is deeper than good emotions, friendships, any of the things of this world, as powerful as some of them might be, it's a deeper font of happiness. The readings give us a couple of strategies when we're faced with that tragedy, when we're faced with difficult circumstances, how to respond. You know, the reality is we can often be good on our good days. There's nothing necessarily meritorious in that. When we feel well, when we feel rested, when we feel happy, it's easier to be a good person. But how do we respond on our bad days? That is the question that we have to ask ourselves. And today's reading gives us two strategies that can help us on our bad days, in the midst of tragedies, to turn to the Lord in the heart and to participate in His victory. First, in the second reading, we see something that's very powerful. Our St. Paul says, in my weakness, Christ's strength shows through. He talks about how in his weakness, it's finally then that he learns to rely on the grace given to him by Jesus Christ. This should be a sign for us of cultivating gratitude. Next time you're suffering, next time you're inconvenienced, next time you're frustrated and you feel alone, to turn to the Lord, and it takes strength to do this, and to say, thank you, Jesus. I believe that this suffering, that this tragedy, that everything I am going through is going to help me to the path to become a saint. And then rely on that Lord, on the Lord for that grace. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to the despair that sets in when we encounter difficulties. So turning to the Lord and saying that in my weakness, your strength is made perfect. I turn to you. I surrender to you. I know that everything you are putting in my life will ultimately work out for the good. Now, we don't say that to people, by the way, if you're ever with a friend. You don't say that as a platitude. That's something that we have to internalize. But when we're listening and accompanying people, we don't necessarily say these things as platitudes. We listen to them. We help them come along. And we're helping them to come to the point to turn to the Lord. There's a little bit of a difference between what I tell myself and what I tell a friend who's in need. Always be aware of that. There's a difference. The second thing. We hear in today's gospel, so often When we're faced with a struggle, when we're faced with a difficulty, we say, what did I do wrong? We go down that negative thought track. How do I need to change? What did I do wrong? Why are people upset with me? Whatever it might be. But what we have to recognize, there's a principle of the spiritual life. The Saint Ignatius of Loyola talks about his in his exercises. He says, when we practice good discernment. So what does good discernment mean? First of all, we can't discern to do something that's against God's law. So it has to be objectively good or neutral. So when we're faced with different circumstances where we have different options, that all the options are least morally neutral or good, then we practice discernment. We discern, how is the Holy Spirit leading me in this situation? And what he says is, we discern in a state of consolation with increases of faith, hope, and love. And when we're in that place, when we make a decision, eventually what he calls a desolation will come around. And we can see Jesus is being tempted. In the first reading, we see the prophet. He recognizes he's going to face opposition. So Jesus is being tempted, and you could almost hear the tempter, give up your mission. People aren't responding. Look, your own family is against you. But what Jesus knows, what St. Ignatius would talk about, is to stand firm in the midst of temptation, in the midst of desolation. When you've authentically discerned that you're called to do something, stand firm, even if it may feel like chaos inside. So we need to learn to stand firm as well, to stand firm when we've committed ourselves in authentic discernment. That is the path to persevering, to growing day by day. And that's what we want. We want a growth mentality. So the next time you're faced with a struggle or an obstacle, of course, recognizing if it's the fruit of good discernment, if it's the fruit of living well and not simply the result of poor decision making, then we need to learn to be courageous, to have gratitude, and to recognize that our Lord has gone before us, and that if we persevere with him, we shall reign with him, that all, even suffering, even tragedy, will be an incredible catalyst to help us become saints. Amen.